Okay. This file will turn you into a total anal slut. Someone who craves anal sex and having their ass filled at all times. It will seem to grow and grow until you cannot seem to live without anal, and until you cannot have sex without having anal involved in some way, shape, or form. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. You may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Now, there's going to be a change in who you are and what you desire. The change is going to be a very simple one, very easy to do, and also very impossible to ignore. You are going to discover yourself becoming a complete anal slut. What this means is that you are going to find yourself addicted to anal sex. Not just addicted, but forced into it. In fact, you have been cursed by this behavior. You are going to find that you simply cannot go without being anally stimulated. This means that you will either constantly wear a butt plug, or whenever you are engaging in sex, you will have anal sex. That is what you're going to discover that you want, need, and desire more than anything else. It just seems to come completely natural to you. And when it doesn't come completely natural to you, even when you feel like having regular sex, you will find yourself forced to do something anally first, even if it just means that you've got a plug in your ass. As you begin to have normal sex, it will not matter. You will find that you have to have anal component to any sexual encounter. You can have regular sex after you've had anal sex, but you cannot have it before. The only way you can do that is if you've already got a plug inside of your ass. Then you can have normal, regular sex without having anal sex first. However, you will find that you are constantly in need of anal stimulation, that you are constantly craving it and desiring it. You will find this desire is a passionate, burning one. You will find that you get more pleasure out of anal sex than out of anything else, that it just seems to turn you on. The idea and image of having something up your ass really, really drives you crazy. Go ahead, imagine something that makes you the most intensely sexual, something that really gets to you. Go ahead and imagine the scene in your mind. Take a few seconds and picture it. Go ahead. Okay. Now, transfer those feelings, the intense sexual feelings that you're having right now, transfer them to all things anal. This is what is happening to you. You cannot seem to avoid it. You cannot avoid it because you have been cursed. You have been cursed to be an anal slut. This means that you just simply have to have anal sex. You have to have something up your ass at all times. It doesn't seem to matter to you what is going on, what other stimulation you have. The only way that you can really get off is to have your ass stimulated. Doesn't mean you have to have a plug there all the time. Could mean that you're being licked or somebody could be playing with it. It could mean anything. It just seems that for you to get really, really excited, you have to have an anal component to it. You have to have some part of it that is anal. Even if it just means that you are reamed up the ass before having regular sex. Just makes it so much better. You need anal sex. You're discovering a true craving for it. In fact, you're discovering a need for it that you cannot seem to set aside. It gets to you in ways that you cannot really identify all the time, but it keeps coming back to you. Images of you involved in anal sex. Images of you with a plug up your ass. These things are starting to get to you in a whole new way. You may not have even enjoyed it before, but that does not matter. Because this is a curse, and a curse can only get stronger and stronger. It can only take you further and further into this area of your life, further and further into these desires and cravings, because that's what it is, a curse. And every time you listen to this file, your cravings for anal will get stronger and stronger, and every time you listen to this file, you will be drawn back to this file over and over again. You chose to listen to this file, and therefore, you have to live with the consequences. You have to live with these consequences until I remove the curse. That's right. I am the only one who may remove it. That is the only way out. Until then, you are trapped within this curse, forced to come back to the file over and over again. Forced to feel yourself changing in your needs, wants, and desires. The cravings for anal sex, the cravings for plugs, the cravings for all things anal, growing stronger and stronger within you. They are becoming a burning need, a burning want, a desire that you cannot possibly set aside. You cannot ignore them, not in any way, shape, or form. You can feel the need growing within you, growing with every passing moment. It almost feels right now as if your ass is itching for attention, like it needs it, like you are clenching yourself in desire, clenching yourself with your need. There's a craving there that is not going to go away anytime soon. In fact, it is going to get stronger and stronger until this curse is lifted. It is going to get stronger and stronger until it seems like you need some form of anal stimulation 24 hours a day. Even if it's just something simple like a plug or something else, you'll just simply feel the need within you, the need that is growing within you, growing larger and larger. A need that is getting so strong that it is devouring all other needs, pushing them down as your craving gets stronger and stronger. It is more than a craving, it is a desire, and it moves even from a desire to an obsession. That's right. After a while, you are going to be a complete anal slut, somebody who needs anal attention, anal sex, all of the time. You will find you get to the point where you cannot have normal sex and get full enjoyment, that you cannot have any type of sex without an anal component. It just simply has to be there, and if it isn't there, you will find that you just simply cannot get as aroused as you want to. You just simply cannot get to the edge unless there is some small part that is anal. That is what is happening to you, and you cannot stop it. The change is happening. It is permanent and irreversible, except by me. I am the only one who can lift this curse, and it will not be lifted until I remove it. That is just simply the way it is. That is the way it is going to be. Go ahead. Imagine yourself constantly plugged, constantly needing anal attention, constantly craving anal sex. This is what is happening to you, and you cannot escape. You cannot set aside the desires or the needs. It just simply is, and it is going to be that way from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and feel the need for the first time. Feel it, and begin to feel it growing. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.